Look, first of all, let's start again. He was acting in concert and coordination with the House Republicans. End of story. Also, we have the extraordinary case of the KGB being involved in this race and selectively leaking things from the Clinton campaign that they hacked. So we have the American democracy is really under attack here. And the question is, how are we, and particularly how are Democrats going to respond to this?
30 years of Hillary Clinton being attacked over and over and over again.
The picture of Anthony Weiner is back on television, all over the place, smelling up this thing.
Yeah.
And if the Republicans have any brains or any money left, they're going to make him Hillary's running mate.
Yeah.
Got slung by a Weiner, just a pedophile guy. Then he disappeared with his Saudi spy wife. The Hillary indictment was trending all day. Trump's taking the lead and polls in state after state. Oh God.
I think that there should be hearings on Jewish. I'm certain there will be hearings in the Judiciary Committee on this matter.
The KGB grabbed us all by the pussy.
We do know that our democracy is under assault by the KGB. And as we know, the KGB is all over this election.
Never deny she did the crimes, just blame the messenger. Our Russia, 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 Russia.
For up until fairly recently, gave Donald Trump a wild free pass, didn't go after him remotely, and hammered Hillary Clinton over the emails every single chance he got, so that now, here we are again, talking about the emails instead of, oh, I don't know, Trump dodging $100 million in taxes.
He'll never win the nomination, Coy. He'll never win the election. Promise not to run for a second term. Please give us back a low-energy Bush. Low-energy Bush. Low-energy Bush.
I still think a one-term pledge would make a difference for Trump in a way that it wouldn't for anyone else. He can say, look, you want 8 years more of this real sleaze in the White House. We had it already. You don't want it back again. But you have concerns about me, so let me say this. One term. I'm going to go to Washington to drain the swamp, and I'm not going to behave like the Clintons behaved when they were in the White House.
Thought that this was something of a German Shepherd whistle. I'm Jewish, so maybe I'm sensitive to it, but it clearly has sort of Elders of Zion kind of feel to it, international banking crisis plot or conspiracy, rather. So I'm on the Judiciary Committee. I'm sure we will have hearings. I'm sure that the FBI Director Comey will be before us. I'm Jewish.
Voter
African-American early voting is down.
I think that we've seen in the last week there has been an effort to suppress that vote.
Latino voters leaning Republican. Look at this, Latino voters shifting to Trump.
But I think this ultimately blows over, and the election is still advantage Clinton. I mean,
no loss in points.
Maybe she loses a little bit because of voter suppression. Maybe there are some of those Republicans that were maybe going to vote for her, and they decide to stay home instead, and that goes advantage to Trump ultimately. But it's bad, but I don't know that it's game changing.
Give us back low energy.